This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home near Branson, Missouri. We're talking this week about the judgment of the nations because that's what's going on. Nations as nations are going to be judged. I spoke yesterday about the Fiddler on the Roof and about it showing the terrible pogroms that Tsarist Russia did against the Jews. What was happening in Russia was the czars were living like almost, well, they were living the lives of kings, which they were, and then the vast part of Russia, they were peasants and they were starving. And so the czars would blame these things on the Jews, and they would tell the people, these are the Jews' fault, they're Christ killers. And so then they would do these pogroms. They would go and destroy a village here and there, and terrible things happened. Fiddler on the Roof covers it. Now, there is a song. Well, you know, Irving Berlin was a great songwriter, wonderful songwriter. Even wrote White Christmas, many other beautiful songs. And Irving Berlin, I read this story. He was a little boy in Tsarist Russia, and they came to his village, and they had a pogrom. And his mother hid him in the ditches. And he watched his house burn. They eventually made their way to America, where they lived in New York City as a very poor life. He had to go on the street working as a child, but he had this gift of songwriting which rose him to the top. And he said that his mother would go about her flat, and they did live as poor people in Russia, but she was so, I mean, in New York City, but she was so thankful that she would go around all day long saying, God bless America. God bless America. And so then Irving Berlin wrote that wonderful song which we have, God bless America. And we got that back because we opened our doors to them. Now, America is a nation, and America has done things to bless Israel. And I say that it's like having a chuppah over your nation. The chuppah is the canopy that they have the weddings under. And America's done many good things, and we are operating under the blessing. I will bless those that bless you. But in a few years now, we've been shooting holes in our chuppah, I believe. And it's allowed the enemy to come in and bring us some judgments, to bring us some bad things. We supported the pushing out of the people from Gush Katif, from Gaza. And even starting back in the Bush administration, the first Bush, we started telling Israel to trade land for peace and started a roadmap to peace which would divide Israel. You're going to see in later on this week that there's a judgment for those who divide Israel. So we need to pray for our nation and pray that our nation stays blessing Israel so we can stay on the blessing side, because God said, I will bless them who bless you. I will curse them who curse you. Now, we're speaking of the judgments that's coming to the nations. Quoting David Barron's book in Zechariah, and David Barron was raised in Russia. In 1855, he was born. He went to the best rabbinical schools to be a rabbi, and then he found Jesus to be the Messiah. But I like to read his books that he writes because he's so learned and so accurate with what the Bible says. Quoting David Barron's book, Zechariah, A Commentary on His Visions and Prophecies, David Barron writes, "The cup of reeling, or giddiness, is frequently used in Scripture as a symbol of the judgment of God, which brings man into a condition of helplessness and misery, like unto that of the staggering, intoxicated man who is unable to walk." In Isaiah 51, 17, 21 through 23, and we're going to read it, it is used of the cup drunk by Jerusalem and Israel for a time. And then in the last days, it will be given to those who mistreated his people. I read those scriptures now, Isaiah 51:17. Awake, awake, stand up, O Jerusalem, which has drunk at the hand of the Lord the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunk of the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith thy Lord Jehovah, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground and as the street to them that went over. The pogroms of Russia, the Holocaust, the Crusades, the Spanish Inquisition, time after time after time, people literally trampled upon the bodies of the Jews. Psalm 75:8. For in the hand of Jehovah there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poureth out of the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth, shall wring them out and drink them. Barron writes, in this passage it is the kos, that's the Hebrew word for cup, that is spoken of, the cup of judgment. But in Zechariah 12, it is the saf, the bowl, or basin of reeling. The thought expressed in this instance is that of a vessel large enough for all nations to drink out of, either together or one after another in succession. And they shall all drink of this intoxicating cup of God's judgment, and they shall stagger and fall, not to rise again. Now listen to this. Zechariah 12:1-3. The burden of the word of Jehovah for Israel. That means it's to Israel's benefit. Saith Jehovah. And he identifies himself. Listen who he identifies himself. He signs this. Jehovah, who stretched forth the heavens and layeth the foundation of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him. This is who's talking. Listen up, nations. And this is what he says. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a basin of trembling unto all the people round about when they shall be in the siege, both against Judah and against Jerusalem. And in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. And we know that the nations of the earth, the United Nations, all the world is trying to divide Israel right now. And God says, if they do, they're going to have to drink a cup of judgment. Jeremiah 10:25. Pour out thy fury upon the nations that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. Jacob, Israel. God says he's going to pour out his fury upon them in judgment because they literally ate up Jacob. God's plan for Israel to reveal himself to the nations began with plan A. He promised them a land. That land, the little land of Israel right now, is a land bridge between three continents, Europe, Asia, and Africa. He wanted them to live there blessed, according to Deuteronomy 28:1-14. I will bless you this, I will bless you that. And all those blessings are things you can see. So they were to live there in that little land bridge with the blessings of Jehovah upon them. And then the trade caravans and the armies who always marched through that little land bridge to get to the other continents, they would see the blessings of God. And they would know that Jehovah is the real God. In that same chapter, Deuteronomy 28, God gives plan B. If they do not obey him, they would be scattered to the four corners of the earth. Then in the end of the days, he would bring them back to their promised land, and this would be a sign to the nations. Thereby Israel would still be operating in their call revealing God to the nations. Many scriptures speak of this ingathering. Just a few, if you have a notepad there, are Isaiah 11, 10 through 12, Isaiah 43, 1, 5 through 12, the whole of Jeremiah 30 and 31, scripture after scripture. Now, they did get dispersed. God did disperse them to the ends of the earth, and then in the end, he's going to hiss for them. It says in the King James, in the Hebrew, it says he's going to pipe for them like a pied piper. A pipe's going to go off in their heart, and they're going to come home. The rabbi of France, chief rabbi, has called for them all to come home from France. God's put in his word, his will for their treatment in the dispersion. Jeremiah 29, 4 through 7. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters for your sons. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters to husbands that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof you shall have peace. Shelley, my daughter Shelley, and I were in Sydney, Australia, and we were there for Rosh Hashanah. So we wanted to go to the, that's the Feast of the Trumpets, and it is the first of the new year for them, head of the year of the civil year. So we went to the local synagogue. Some people introduced us to the rabbi's wife, and we met with her. And then the next day, we went to the synagogue, and then they invited us home for lunch. And while we were at the synagogue, the rabbi of Sydney, Australia, prays for the Prime Minister of Australia, and then he prays for the Queen of England, and then he prays for the Prince William. And he goes on down the line of the royal family. So when we got home, it was a very relaxed atmosphere around the table. And I said to him, I noticed that you did this. And then he's the one that told me about this scripture, Jeremiah 29, 4 through 7. He said, yes, that's what we're told to do. It says in the scripture, seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall you have peace. So he said, we do this because the Lord told us to do this in the diaspora. And so God did not want them mistreated. You're going to read in the first chapters of Zechariah, especially if you get this book, David Barron's book on Zechariah. He said to them, he was very displeased with the nations when they mistreated Israel. It was kind of like, you know, you spank your own children, but you don't want the neighbor coming out and beat them with an iron rod. So I have put together these books so that you can know it and that you can pray for our nation, that we, America, can continue in blessing Israel. Two little books, you can put them in your pocket or purse. Both of them have scriptures. The first one is scriptures where God promised the land of Israel to Israel. Some people, even in churches, are saying others have a right to that land. No, they can live there with blessing, but they don't have the right to it. And then Judgment of the Nations, the scriptures which bear the truth that nations as nations will be judged for how they treat Israel. You can call us at 1-800-972-3447. Get your copies of these books for only $1 each plus shipping. That's 1-800-972-3447. Billy Brim saying, Shalom till tomorrow.